This Kennedy Malloy catch-up podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Industry fun lucrative. Make it super easy to take your super with you when you change jobs. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Get ready to rock and roll, people. Welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous
Dave.
Hello,
you guys.
Here we go. Get ready to rumble as we wade through some of the big news stories of the day. El Chapo, Gonski.
Will he stay in prison for long? Who knows?
Are they working on a tunnel right now?
They could be as we speak, but yep. I'm fascinated and slightly obsessed El Chapo, I have to say.
Sure. What else we got?
I've got another annoying song that might be in your head, a la Baby Shark.
Oh, good Lord.
It's a one that they're trying to get rid of homeless people who are sleeping around near a nice sort of shopping centre.
Okay, we might ask you
that might help.
What song you would use to drive out the vagrants later on in the show. Hey, there is one of the biggest Powerball jackpots of all time.
I know.
$110 million. Ooh. Let me tell you straight off the bat.
Yep.
See you later, suckers.
Yeah.
Both of you
if I win.
You'd be so bored. You'd be bored within a month. Anyway, you won't win. We'll get a ticket together.
We're going to ask people how much money they spend on this stuff
and what they would do. A lot. We're going to speak with our mate Adam Shand. He has got all the crime grime. I just made that up. Do you like that?
Not bad.
Crime grime with Adam Shand.
Wow. That's great.
God,
I'm going to go and copyright that. Use it for a show.
You probably will.
On the Crime Channel. Animal Kingdom is up and about. Two words. Meth gators.
What?
Meth gators. They're up for discussion.
Okay. And I have got a quiz. How millennial are you?
I'm pretty millennial.
I don't think so.
I
think you'll give a try of this quiz and I don't think you'll score very high.
Hey, we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We've got so much more to get through. But let's start at the top. I still haven't found my phone, guys. Hi, Jane.
Hello, sorry.
Geez, got a cough button?
No, I've got something.
It sounded a bit bronchial.
It did a bit.
Yeah.
It sounded
a bowler.
It sounded a bit.
Oh, no. Could be.
Because, you know, I've just recently come back from Africa.
How long is this going to go on for?
Oh, say months. I still take my malaria tablets.
I'm still running into people who don't like Lion King, so.
You are not.
I am.
How many?
Boring, they say.
Who have you run into in the last 24 hours? Well, no one.
Well, he doesn't have a phone, so he's got plenty of time on his hands.
I don't have a phone. I have no idea. What's been going on out there?
There's a lot going on.
Do you know the worst thing?
I've got big news. What?
The worst thing for me not having a phone is I can't check out how many followers I have on Instagram, because last I checked, it was nearly 60,000. That, my friend, makes me... influencer.
Well, you're going to be very disappointed when I tell you what's happened today.
Well, what's happened?
Instagram has decided not to put the likes anymore. They're just testing it out in Australia. They did in Canada. So you don't know how many people like.
That's the point of the whole thing, isn't
it? Well, you know, but no one else does.
But the point of the whole thing is to show off.
Oh, yes, but no, the people who run Instagram think that that's a bit trite. And it's not about that. It's about communicating with people. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's about showing off in front of everybody of how perfect everybody's life is.
Look at my holidays. Look at my perfect kids. Yeah. Look where I am. And we who don't do that like
to feel really good about ourselves by hanging shit on everybody who does it.
I have millions of likes. I'm probably the most liked. You know what?
It's all over now.
My site should have a love button.
You got 57,700.
That's not
very good. What's Jane?
I would have thought, seeing as you're on national television, you should be much higher than
Jane
that.
Jane underscore L. Can I buy a
pal? I believe half your followers are bought.
Are they?
That's rubbish.
Bye.
Do you think I've got time to do that?
You've got 36,000.
I'm a busy woman.
36,000.
So busy, guess what?
Do you want me to loan you a couple?
Have we got any results? Because I haven't heard it.
Right.
Any come through about my horse?
Well, your horse is racing as we speak. We'll get to that.
We haven't heard.
I may know something. You don't know. We're going to play the race
live in
the next break. Just quickly on Instagram.
Yeah.
Why are they, is this a dangerous thing? Is this because people have been killing themselves?
Yes. Oh, well, I'm suggesting that it is so distressing for some people who maybe have 100 followers, like you, Dave. And
2,000, Jane. How very dare you. Dangerous Dave W, by the way.
And they're discovering that these people who have tens of millions of followers and they get They get paid big bucks. I don't think Instagram likes it.
Mm. Well, when
I think it's terrible.
When you look at us
up, spoiled the fun.
You look at us up the pointy end. It's easy to like get a bit green-eyed.
Oh, my God. It's embarrassing.
And jealous.
60,000's nothing.
You know the other way they're killing themselves, trying to get the ultimate post.
Yes, they are.
So
That's true.
They're falling off cliffs. They're trying to ride.
That's totally
rhinoceroses
true.
And stuff. And like,
rhinocerai.
Oh, sorry. You must have been to Africa. Where's your horse running?
My horse is running in Victoria, in Ballarat.
Oh.
And it's run, and I don't know the results.
We'll get the results.
Really?
Because you know I'm in a film. Me and Sam Neill do a two-hander about
what's the movie
racing,
called?
Rides Like a Girl.
Ride Like a Girl.
And I'm in it. This was confirmed to me. Yes.
Yes, unfortunately, I hate to say it. Sam Neill himself has confirmed that Mick has not ended up on the cutting room floor. How much did you... You did stand over tactics to poor Rachel Griffiths, the director, didn't you? What did you do? You threatened her.
I did threaten her.
Well, that's not cool.
And I still threatened Sam as well. But Sam said... Sam said, and I quote, "You steal the whole thing."
I don't think that's what he said.
He said, "I am in awe."
I don't think
that's Sam. I'm quoting Sam Neill. That should be in the poster.
He will
Mick Molloy
sue
steals
you.
The film.
He will sue
I'm
you.
In awe. Sam Neill.
Incorrect. Anyway, let's go to a song when we come back.
Let's
see how my horse
on.
Went.
We are here thanks to Lucrif, which is an industry super fun. Get on board. lucrf.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Adam Shand, our crime reporter in the second hour. Big show ahead. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy.
You can get me on Mick Molloy 66.
That's right.
That's my Instagram handle.
60,000
Join
followers.
The massive club.
And mine too, then.
What's the underscore
Jane Kennedy.
Hashtag.
Jane L. Kennedy. You'll find it.
Jane L. Kennedy.
I've got five new followers in the last song. So.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, you cheekily threw a plug-in for your own. How many likes?
What on that?
You're not allowed.
This is the whole point. Instagram has done something really dumb.
They're up to no good.
Yeah.
They have taken off the ability for you to see other people's like, whether people like you or not, or have liked
But people
stuff.
Will just post, hey, thanks everyone for the 10,000 likes.
That's right.
And now they can lie.
It's the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is where it's so, and they're trying to be all warm and fuzzy and cuddly. Hey.
What?
My horse ran.
Oh, yes. So we've got the results. So
now, I have not heard this.
We've got the last 40 seconds of
have
the race.
Okay.
Now, because you're aware I'm in a film about racing.
Okay. No, I know.
Where
we've
I play
about this. We just
a
said
trainer.
This. What's going on? I've got deja vu. Can we play it, please?
Jane,
I'm feeling nervous. You don't know what it's like.
Did you live in Ballarat?
I did grow up in Ballarat. So Dowling Forest is where your horse would have run. That's the name of the racetrack there.
It's a track.
Just north of the city, too.
It's a synthetic track.
Is it?
Yes. I wouldn't have thought so.
Yes, I would think so. I would have thought so.
Racing in Ballarat.
What do you mean?
Racing in Ballarat. I had a horse that won there a couple of years ago and it wasn't synthetic.
Well, it's also called the Ballarat Turf Club and I think you might be all speaking through your
asses.
Yeah,
that's right. It's not called the Ballarat Fake Turf Club, is it?
It's a synthetic.
Well then, mate, do you call it?
How dare you doubt me, you patronising men.
So do they still need shoes?
Tenacity. Can I hear the race?
Oh, no.
Tenacity Miss. Let's hear.
Who was in the race? Who were the other chances in the race?
I don't know. I don't want to look at it. I just want to hear the race.
Do you know what? Women used to ride side saddle.
Really?
When they...
In the good old days?
In the good old days, yes, because it was...
Why did they used to ride side saddle?
Because it was not ladylike to...
Why not?
Throw a leg over the back of a horse.
Really?
So girls, proper girls, would...
hear the race?
And I think that's how...
Stop it.
Women jockeys should race.
Side saddle.
Don't you think side saddle?
Yeah, we'll make it interesting.
I don't think Alana Kelly, who rode... Tasney Miss, right now, please, stop it. Can I hear the race?
Did you have a bet?
I'm not telling you. I just want to hear the bloody
race.
Were
we in it together? Did you put a bet on for me?
I asked you if you would like to. You have so little faith in me and my horse and my connections. That you said
song,
no.
And we'll come back.
Play
all
the
right,
race.
Here we go. Tenacity misses the
got?
Horse.
Tenacity
last 40
miss.
Seconds.
Oh
they're,
my
entering,
God.
They're entering the straight.
Okay.
And whooshka.
Okay.
They come into the home straight where it's Ocean Essence turning for the judge and kicking away. Opened up a couple on Elite Tiger coming to the centre of the track and giving pursuit. And they put about three lengths on the rest of the field. Betty of Grable running on. Ocean Essence and Elite Tiger going to it. Elite Tiger took over. And then Betty of Grable and Ayers Rock. But Elite Tiger's put three lengths of them. And it's Dan O'Sullivan and Lucinda Dude again. Off it goes. Elite Tiger thrashes them. Three lengths on Betty. City of Grable, just from Ayers Rock, and the weakening Ocean Essence. It ran fourth, Peddler next, and then followed by Red Pedal from the tail, and then Peddler, Delocta, Island Pirate, Tenacity, Miss, Maximus Magnus.
That's the first mission it got.
Oh, well. Never mind. Oh, you're having a big laugh because she won at Ballarat the last time she raced there. She won the race.
Maybe she doesn't race well on the synthetic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You wait. I'm going to look it up right now and tell you it is synthetic.
You've got a big decision to make there with your horse, don't you?
Yeah.
Like you have to.
You are disgusting and you should not have anything to do with horses and you are banned from being in contact with a horse.
You know what I think it's time for with Tennessee Miss? I've run a jigger. It's jigger time. It's jigger time.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Did you have much on it?
Let's just have. No. I'm not telling you.
Did you want to hear the race again? Because you're keen to hear it.
No, I don't want to hear it again now. But hang on. Here we go. Let's go to Dave. Dave's on the line. Dave, is there a synthetic track at Ballarat? Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Is there a synthetic track at Ballarat?
Absolutely. It's new this year.
Thank you very much.
So I was right as well.
Yeah, me too.
You were wrong.
I said because my horse won there a couple of years ago and it was running on grass.
You told me I was wrong.
Well, I grew up there. It was grass.
Well, I have both there. There is a grass course and now there's a synthetic course on the inside.
Thank you very much, Dave.
So James Horse did race on the inside.
Thanks, Dave.
If you can call it racing. It's only just finished. I think James Horse must smoke.
Let's go to Gary. Hi, Gary.
Do you even train it?
Is there a synthetic track?
Yes, it is a synthetic track. They closed the Geelong one down last year and opened the one at Ballarat. So, Mick.
Yeah, thanks.
Jeez, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Well, I consider myself suitably chastised.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Gary got me a beauty.
You know what? You go into a horse racing syndicate to have fun. That's what
How much fun do you have then?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right.
Do you train it? Do you know you can't just leave it in a paddock and then bring it out on race day? You've got to actually trial it and.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you.
Mate, I've been in a film about horses.
What?
One word, hurdles.
I thought you were going to say trots.
Well,
one word, trots.
All right, bad luck. You'll get them next time. That's
never
racing.
Mind, that's racing.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I was watching a promo for that Australian Ninja. They're still doing that, are they?
Yes.
Yeah, it's still.
Why?
Because people like to watch people compete.
There were 2 years and no winner.
I think they're going to have a winner
this time. Why would you go back for more? Because you don't go to the Olympics and run a marathon and go, no, there's no winners.
Mm. It's
there's a podium and
it's empty.
It's
so hard.
Name me a show that doesn't have a winner.
Hot Seat.
Yes. It does have a winner. People win
money. Not every night.
You get someone.
Not every night.
It has a winner.
It has a winner.
This guy, what is it?
I know.
I should go on it.
I watched Lea LaSalle.
Ninja?
Ninja.
Oh, my God. You couldn't even get yourself up on the to start it.
My cat-like skills.
You have to actually get up to start.
Got to be light on your feet.
I'd do it.
Oh, that I'd love to see.
With a ciggy in my mouth.
Really?
And I would absolutely carve that course up. You know, all jokes aside, this is a powerful unit.
What?
Where are you looking at? Where are we looking?
Do you know what? If you're not going to support me,
yourself?
Forget it. Okay. Now, everybody, listen up. As you're aware, the country's going to go Coco Bananas tonight with a $110 million draw for Powerball. It's a record.
I know.
Are we on?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, hang on, Dave, you're not in our syndicate.
I'll be smart.
Everyone in the group is, apart from you.
No, we
got a ticket.
The tradition has it, we are in a ticket, you and I, Mick.
Yeah.
Because I've just bought it online.
Well, can I see the receipt, please?
Yeah, it's just I've
get this right, guys, and make sure you do it. Make sure you see the receipt. Make sure you pay in advance. Because I'm telling you, there are so many ways this can go pear shaped. You'll go with your mate.
Here's our numbers.
He'll go, mate. You never gave me the money in advance. What am I supposed to do?
$20. There's your number. There's our numbers. I'm going to take a screenshot of it and the draw and what it is, all right? So you can't accuse me.
If I see you turning up like in fancy clothing or something.
Yeah.
Or if you
sorry. Do you want to just backtrack that comment?
You know, looking like.
Aren't I in fancy clothing
you come in
every day?
All gussied up, like looking like $1 million.
I do every day.
You scuffle in here.
Scuffle. In a dressing
gown. You're such a fan of the Ugg boot.
I am a fan of the Ugg boot. That's where you get me wrong.
Yeah. Hey, so listen, so make sure you dot your I's, cross your T's, get yourself organised. If you're in a syndicate, make sure you're all paid up.
We've spent the big $43 on ours. We spent $43.
$43,
yes. What did you spend?
$30.
How much do people generally spend? Because like I'm not on the big bucks, but I'm reasonably, I go okay. But then I sit there in a queue and watch Hobo Joe fork over $200 of tickets.
That seems extreme when there's not so many winners around. Yeah. Well, particularly where this is just jackpot. I don't know how much people spend.
I mean, I have a real crack at a hamper. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. The chook raffle down the bolo. Yes. I'm all over it. I give myself like a real
meat tray into it.
Meat tray. Hello. Yep.
What do people spend? Though I'd like to find 133353.
Tell us what you spend.
What kind of
on a ticket?
Dosh, do you hand over?
Also, what you might spend it on if you win. You get in. Yeah. Oh, see you later. You gone. If I win,
why?
Have you got your own ticket?
Me. Beg your pardon.
You've got your own ticket.
I've got the family ticket.
Really?
We got one in the office today as well, the whole work crew here, so all of us.
Work, I think you're using the term a bit loosely. But who?
Well, out in the team, so George, myself, and Rudy, and Lucy. So you're the team out there.
You know what?
Can
Mick
I get
is,
that one? I want to get that one.
No, too late. 3 o'clock was the
taking cutoff. All Mick's strength not to say, who's George, who's Rudy, who's Lucy?
Hey, what do you want to do? True. See, because you don't know what you're going to do, would you change your life? Would you go straight to the...
I would change my life.
Hey, would 1-2-3-5-3. I don't know.
I'd go off the grid. You would never hear from me ever
That's
again.
That's rubbish.
I wouldn't. No, you
what
would,
your family? They don't want to go off the grid.
No, they're coming off with me.
That's it. Why do they want to live in your world of loneliness?
Disappear forever. See you later. No longer exist.
Well, you'll be by yourself.
I really do. I'd buy something. I'd build something useless, like a spruce goose.
Oh, okay.
I'd pile all that money into like a diamond bike.
A diamond bike? What's that?
A bike you can ride.
Oh, like, really?
But it's made out of diamonds. It's a diamond bike.
Like Richie
Rich. What would you put it on?
Well, of animal sanctuary.
Oh, one where you can go and shoot animals? Or?
No. We're getting a few calls through for how much money they are spending.
Sure. 133353.
All right, we'll take the calls after the break. Get on board. Let's go. What are you spending?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Powerball tonight, $110 million.
I've got a really good feeling.
You do?
Really? I've got this. Yep, you're wasting your money, everyone. Back off. And by the way, winning it is not always enough.
What do you mean?
It can go pear-shaped. A lot of people have won big bucks and still ended up with the arse hanging out of their pants.
Really? Then that's their fault.
Yeah,
I know.
How stupid do you have to be?
I'm just saying, it's a cautionary tale. I'm trying to help people out.
Okay.
Be wise with your money.
Amanda won a $1 million. Not long after that, as she was penniless, died of a drug overdose.
Oh.
Anyway, enjoy Powerball. Evelyn Adams, she won $5.4 million. She now lives in a trailer. It's a Ritchie trailer. Jay won 20% of $28.9 million in a Michigan lottery jackpot. He now pays his bills working as a pizza delivery boy. So, idiot.
So, are we supposed to feel sorry for those people?
I'm trying to let people know out there, winning it's only half the battle.
Yeah, be wise.
You need to spend it wisely.
Invest it.
Something like a...
You're all knowing.
You know what I do? I don't go and pay someone to shoot an elephant or something. You can do something that you can't normally do.
Yeah, you're just a colossal tool. Really?
Hey, how much money is the question that does the ordinary person spend on
lotto
ticket? Because there's $110 million. It's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
Ali's on the line. Ali, how much do you spend on lottery tickets?
Hi, guys. $45. I've taken out two different tickets, one with the Powerball number I already get.
Yep.
And if I win, I'm going to Italy first class all the way, baby.
All right.
That sounds great.
You should get on the Costa Concordia when you're over there. That's how you should go. Get Captain Scatino to take
Ali,
you for a spin.
We send you wishes, but we still want to win.
Now,
so.
You said two tickets. Who are the two tickets for?
Oh, no, both for me.
Well, because this could cause trouble. Have you got the sneaky second ticket floating around?
Yeah, sneaky second ticket. But I tell you what, I've got a good feeling too, Mick.
Get out of my way, Ali. I'll see you out on the ice.
Thanks, Ali, and good luck.
Okay, Roz is on the line. Roz, how much money are you spending?
Well, how's this? So my husband comes home and he goes, yeah, I've got the Powerball ticket tonight, hands me the ticket. And I'm like, $48? What the f***?
Anyway, and he said, yeah, but it's the power hit. And I said, and it's two games. And I said, well, far out. You could have just got one. He goes, well, I'll tell you what, I'll take the ticket back, but you pick which one we give back. Oh, I'm like, oh, now I'm screwed, aren't I? I'm totally committed.
He plays hardball, your husband. That's a good response.
Ros, what would you do if you won the big one?
Get rid of your husband.
Put him on a plane to Italy with that other chick.
That's a good
plan.
And
give me $48 back.
What would you do, Ros? Come on, there must be something you secretly would
like to do.
Oh, mate, I'd have to go on radio, just like you guys, and share the cash with you. What do you think? We could come to an arrangement. I like it.
Hang on, steady, Ros. Who are you? Well, I think Mick's a bit king here.
I think... You don't need $110 million to do that.
It's easier than that. Thanks, Ros.
Turn up.
Good luck.
Turn up and a back announce foreigner. You'll be right.
God help us. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
How much you spend, mate, on this Powerball?
I spent $96 on a four-game power hit, and then I got another ticket on top. It was about $24.
Are you in a syndicate? Are you on your own?
Just on my own, but I promise the young girl at work will go halves.
Oh, you made the promise.
No, don't do that.
And what's she contributed?
Hey?
What has she contributed? Nothing.
We both won money last week, so we combined what we won. I put a bit extra in.
This already sounds like a grey area to me.
When you say young chick too, like, is there anything romantic involved?
She's a single mum, so, you know, she deserves a break.
Oh, well, she does. Sean, this is going to end badly.
Sounds like an Epstein-style
I've got a plan. If I win it, I'd like to give $50,000 a month to any random person I think deserves it. And if I do that for 20 years, it's only $12 million. So.
All right. How are you going to choose the random act? So random act of kindness, what's the type of act that would trigger a 50 grand
payout? What person deserves 50?
Oh, I don't know. I'd watch Current Affair and maybe check people on there to have a hard luck story.
Right, people would come for you. Once they worked out it was happening, I'd approach your house with a big limp and an electronic voice.
But I like your intentions, Sean. Hey, let's give Sean a prize.
I had a bad run, Sean.
Thank you.
Got your voice box.
Hey, that'd be good. Yeah. Can we? A lot of grey areas in there already. Alarm bells ringing on Sean's ticket. He's made promises. Do you know what happens a lot? Is the partners break up and they think, I've won Powerball, see you later. And there was one the other day where it went to court and went, no, you got to
share
partner you've broken up with, you now have to pay out something like $20 million, which
was hard. Good God. Hey, let's go to Lance. Hey, Lance, how you doing?
Good, mate, how are you?
I'm good,
Lance. Just give us an idea on how much you've spent on Tats Lottos.
Oh, one afternoon about 7 years ago, I spent 80 grand.
80 grand?
What? Pardon? What?
$80,000.
What were you betting, syndicates or something?
Yeah, I had hundreds of tickets. There was hundreds of tickets. I walked in there, and the poor young girl started crying. And so I put it on the counter. She rang the boss. The boss come down, shut the shop, and we sat there for an hour and a half counting money.
Okay, you're laundering money, are you, Lance, or what's happening?
Is it all legit?
Be known to make the odd note.
Okay, can I ask you, Lance, what was your return on the 80,000?
47.
47.
47,000?
Yes, so that's right. You're probably going to expect a percentage of your 80,000 back, but gee, it's a tough day at the office, Lance.
Yeah,
it was a tough day.
Would you do it again?
Yeah,
no.
What are you doing for the Powerball?
Oh, I just got a couple $100 tonight, and that ticket's for tonight.
Lance, right. Lance. That's the biggest I've ever heard.
Yeah, you're a nutbag, Lance.
80 grand.
Well,
people like.
All right, we get the idea.
Good luck, everybody.
People are out there having a crack. I've got a couple of tickets.
What do you mean?
Your own?
I don't believe you, actually.
All right, off we go.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Follow us on Instagram. We're on Instagram at Kennedy Malloy. Twitter.
I'm an influencer.
You are.
60,000 followers.
Sure. In the scheme of things, though, that's really right up
there. It's not really.
I'm a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How many posts do you do? You don't post that often, do you?
No,
you can't
be bothered.
Because I've lost my phone.
That's true. Sorry.
So depressing. I couldn't sleep last night worrying about your phone still.
Tell me about it.
And I was going to check in on you today and I thought, I don't want to pressure you because you would have got a new phone.
How are you going
to
contact me?
Because I've got your mum's number and you've got your mum's phone.
No, this thing's useless. It's like a toy phone.
It actually is useless.
Yeah, chuck it.
It's not working properly.
No good.
Okay.
Hey, what?
In West Palm Beach, Florida, they have got a really beautiful glass-walled waterfront pavilion, and people have their weddings there. People have bar mitzvahs and birthday parties, and it's really quite...
Sounds festive. Sounds fun.
And quite posh looking and everything. Mm. Unfortunately for the city and the people who run this place, a lot of vagrants and a lot of homeless people are having a good old sleep there. And the brides are coming out at midnight and they've got to step over, the homeless people.
Right.
And it just doesn't work really for them.
No, it's not a good look. Something borrowed, look. Something blue, something hobo-ish. So
that's right. They've come up with the people who run the city
got a canny plan.
From Parks and Recreation. Have got a plan. This is what they have running on loop. There's two different tracks, only two tracks. Yeah. They've got it running. Here's the first thing that they're running. Yeah.
Okay, so they play
this all night
on speakers.
On speakers around the pavilion.
To drive away the homeless.
To drive away the homeless. Now, we know how hideous that sounds, that song. We've got our own version, in fact.
Oh, did you want to hear?
Have we got it?
That would get rid of them.
Here we go.
Dancers. Yeah. Right. No. Okay, but there's another song that's just as annoying that they've found that I hadn't heard before.
This.
Yeah, they're running this. It's from a children's show, and it was in 2017 when this was written. Get your gear around. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos. No need to ask why. Just open your mouth.
Yeah, so imagine hearing that from midnight until 9 a.m. on a loop with Baby Shark.
But you know why that's so offensive? What? Because they're homeless and they're probably hungry. And you're suggesting there's a place where it rains tacos.
Yeah, right.
That's just cruel. That's cruel and unusual punishment.
I was thinking of other songs that you could play.
That you could probably use to drive them.
Well, there's one most offensive song that I just, it actually makes me feel quite ill every time I hear it.
Did you ever know?
That doesn't clear the joint.
Run now.
Oh.
And everything I'd like to be.
Run for your life.
No. Turn it off, Dave.
That is shocking.
That is the real deal.
What about
you? Is, well, I'd play. Have we got any?
Well, which one would you like? I mean, I know this one.
Hit me. They'll wake them up for a start.
That does wake them up.
It'll get their attention. Celine Dion, she can frighten anyone out of the way.
Oh, another one.
Even her husband left in a hurry.
Hang on.
He took these soft off.
Valet.
I've got another one that you like, Mick. This is one of your personal favourites. Wish that
The APR ad.
Yeah.
It's gone quiet. That one gets in my head and I can't get it out of my head. Yeah, stop it, Dave.
Okay.
Jim's got an idea. Jim's just given us a call. Give us a call, 1-333-53. Hey, Jim. What is a song that you think could clear a room?
Oh, I think the music they play when you're on hold at Centrelink.
All right, well, you've given yourself away there as possibly.
Yeah, well, I've been there, Jim.
Can you hum it? How does it go?
Hum it.
Oh, it's like some sort of orchestral music that no one would listen to unless you were on Centrelink, I suppose.
Okay, good work. I like that a lot. Why don't we take some calls? Yes. We'll take a break. 1-333-53. You let us know the song that you'd play to drive away the vagrants, and we'll see if we can get a bit.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I was talking about a West Palm in Florida Parks and Recreation decision to get the vagrants out.
It's terrible behaviour, by the way. This is normally what you do if you're trying to get someone who's taken over an embassy. If you're trying to smoke them out, this is the tactic.
That's right, and it's kind of a bit ugly, isn't it?
Not on the poor old homeless.
Well, they play the hideous song, Baby Shark.
Yeah.
You got a bit of that there, Dave, to refresh the memory.
Yeah, you get it. I won't do it anymore because I know kids love hearing that. It drives parents mad. And another one called Raining Tacos. You still got that, Dave?
It's raining tacos from out of the sky.
Which we think is cruel for homeless people. There's no tacos falling out of the sky.
Tacos for you.
It's even worse, isn't it? And we asked you, what's a song you think could really clear people out of a park or somewhere?
Yeah, Darren's on the line. Darren, what would you use to frighten the vagrants off?
Afternoon, guys. I would use Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
See ya.
Wow.
by the way,
see, I would stay.
I'd run to the hills.
Hey, didn't you?
Coming next year, Rick Astley with Aha.
I'm going to get Rick Astley in this. You know, I've got to meet people who I really like. Rick Astley's one of them. Good. And I love that song. You're mad, Darren. I'd stay. Invite everybody. I'd have a picnic. Thanks, Darren.
Saw him at the 21st Century Dance Club in
Frankston.
He's like still going.
I don't like talking about that experience.
What happened?
Is that the revolving dance floor?
It was in its day. Yes, it was
Did something happen between you and Rick Astley?
It's like a big hot lazy Susan full of hotties.
Wow.
The 80s. It's like a sushi train. You just pick one off as they came past.
That's nice.
That was good.
Okay, Terry, what song would you think?
Well, I've got two. And first, let me say I hate the pair of you now because I've got them in my mind and I'll never hear you again.
Yeah.
One of them's that crazy frog thing. You know, that ning-ning-ning-ning-ning on the scooter.
That is evil.
Oh, and the other one, over and over again, the Banana Splits song. That's the one.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, you listen to it enough.
Thanks, Terry, for the call. Glad you're listening in. We don't like to drive our listeners mad.
Don't
but,
go
you know.
To see the new Banana Splits film with your children.
No, it's evil, it's by the way.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's terrible. Hey, Gary, you've got one. We got this one, Dave, ready to go. This is an unusual one.
What is it?
Give us a roll.
Gary?
Yeah, hi, guys. How are you?
What is it? What's the song?
Yeah, it's moronic. It's Pen Pineapple Apple Pen.
I have a pen. I have an apple.
Not only would this scare the vagrants off, I reckon they'd get a job. so they never put themselves in such a vulnerable position again. Now, what's the history of that song, Gary? Where did you come across that? Is that
it's
like
a few years old now? My kids bloody had that on the house for ages. They just kept watching
it because they thought it was hilarious.
Well, yeah, because it was sort of went viral. It was a Korean guy as well, I think.
Was it too?
Yeah, who put that out?
Korea has a lot to answer for.
It does. Thanks for that, Gary. Oh, Colin, you've got one that I can't stand. Good choice.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Mick.
Hi.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Tell us what it is.
It's got to be Agadoo by Black Lace, doesn't it?
Pineapple theme. So I said this reminds me of a whole bunch of pasty white English people holidaying in Spain, pissed at the end of the night singing this.
Agadoo! Play it again, mate. Play Agadoo!
Thank you, Colin. That's a terrible song.
You're right, though. The pineapple features heavily in bad music.
Sound good phonetically to say it. Hello, Graham.
How are we, guys?
You've got another shocker.
Oh, yeah. My son introduced me to it a few years back.
Yes.
It's called The Fox. He said, Dad, you've got to have a listen to this.
What did the fox say?
What does the fox say? What the fox say? What the fox say?
No, Dave, enough.
Graham, we hear your pain, Oh, this is probably the worst one of all.
This is horrific, this one.
Jerry, can you tell us what is the worst song ever that would drive people away?
Oh, look, it won't just drive vagrants, it'd drive everyone away.
Go for
it. It'd have to be the Richmond theme song for sure.
Don't look at me like that.
This segment is over. You're sacked.
Oh,
go and get stuffed, Jerry. You've had a very powerful enemy today.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
Get ready to go nuts. Hey, Animal Kingdom is open for business. We've got a few stories to rifle through. Just a quick tease.
It is.
Meth gators.
Oh, yeah, you love
a bit
of meth
gators. Meth gators. Hang about.
Hey, Mickey, do you know what black ice cream is? Do you know what a rainbow bagel is?
I've thrown one up. I think it's a bagel
it's
coming.
It's possible you're not a millennial because millennials know what that is. It's food.
Are you going to give me a millennial quiz?
I am. Wolf. About food and drinks.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We're going to take your calls. We're going to take your tweets. But let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time we caught up with crime reporter Adam Shand, Mick put the spotlight on Jane over the Lawyer X case.
You're very similar. You're a Lawyer X.
I don't think we are.
In many ways.
My world has not been corrupt, although I do work with you.
Then swiftly moved on to Mick.
I have been investigated by Piranha Tuff.
I've heard this.
Don't talk about it.
It was a complete misunderstanding that was cleared up.
Why didn't you ring them, though? Yeah, they called you and called you.
Yeah,
you
were
evading
why
justice.
Would I do that? I was sitting at home nudeing up, wondering if my phone's at one point, I was thinking of bronzing it. But then I realised it was my house.
Adam, I'm
and
sorry.
What's the point?
Here with developments on that and all things true crime, please welcome back Adam Shand.
Hello, Adam.
Hello.
We'll tidy it up a bit this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Well, why not? Now, a couple of things. Firstly, what's your Channel 9 shows? Keep plugging him. I saw one the other day. What was
it? Australian Crime Stories 3.
Yes, really good.
They're on the second go round because people enjoyed them so much.
It's back on air.
People love crime.
And tonight,
what can
Lucille
I say?
Butterworth, that we talked about, I think, a week or two ago as well.
That's right.
Butterworth, the case is still open.
Fascinating stuff. What have you got for us today?
Well, Richard Mladenich was a standover man who died on May 16, 3:30 a.m. in the seedy room 18 of the Esquire Motel in St Kilda.
Which city? In Melbourne?
Yep. In St Kilda. A bloke walked in and shot him in front of three witnesses.
Okay.
And that remains unsolved. The police have long had a suspect. His name is Rocco Arrico. He's in jail serving 10 years for a variety of offences.
That's right. He tried to get an appeal, but he's been denied.
He did. He's going to spend 10 years and then they're going to deport him back to Italy, where he's from, but he may have to stay a bit longer if they can get this stick, because the allegation is that that Carl Williams was killed was because he was going to finger Rocco Arrico as the shooter in the Mladenich case.
So it's a house of cards.
But the interesting thing about Mladenich, though, he called himself King Richard and Richard the Lionheart.
I kind of like this guy.
But of course, that's funny for a criminal to be slightly arrogant.
It is. But the names other people give us are always much more revealing, and his was Spade Brain. Because in 1990, he was in jail with Chopper Reed in H Division.
Yeah.
And he got onto some Rohypnol apparently one night and was going crazy.
I love the level of detail in your story.
Yeah.
So say it again. He's in jail with Chopper. He's in H Division. He's on the Rohies.
Yes. And he's getting a bit lippy. And he's saying, Chopper, you're an informer, you're a dog, you're a rat. I'm going to meet you out in the exercise yard tomorrow. I'm going to sort you out, all the rest of it. But, of course, Chopper had a lot of friends in the screw department
kind of his hood,
in the jail.
It?
Oh, the
screws. So as Richard came out the next day, there was Chopper with a spade, and he delivered it like a teaspoon cracking a boiled egg. And after that, Richard was a little bit disinhibited.
Spade brain.
Yeah.
He was a little bit disinhibited and he became...
Spade face or spade brain?
Spade brain.
So was there damage?
There was damage.
Okay.
That's the problem.
That's a happy story.
It is for H Division.
Yeah.
So that's a feel-good story in H Division. Yeah. So the killing of Richard Mladenich is back on the...
It is. Because, three people were sitting in the room as this guy with a hoodie on and sunglasses walked in with a 25 caliber pistol and went pop, pop and shot Richard. But, of course, they couldn't see a thing, couldn't tell who it was.
No.
But even if they did, wouldn't they shut their trap?
Yes.
Yeah.
They would. But even now...
You don't recall Spade Brain for the rest
Arrico's,
of your life.
Arrico's power has ebbed away
far
completely.
Right.
I mean, he's lost all his money, he's lost his properties, he's going to get deported. So you'd think now is the time someone could say, you know what, I actually did think it was Rocco.
Let's have another crack at it.
That's an important story. Fascinating.
But it's also to do with, goes back into all this sort of informer business, what Carl Williams was going to say about who, Paul Dale in the Hodgson's murders, who else. And I believe that he was talking about everybody, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's a book coming up in a month or so which actually goes into the letters that he wrote in the last 18 months where he was talking about a lot of different cases.
Yeah. You love this stuff. When the Royal Commission's on, are you going to be in the front row with a large Coke and a large popcorn?
The popcorn,
absolutely.
You're
going to be there from start to finish?
Yes.
Hanging off every word?
Yes. I might even sell the popcorn at the front.
Do I have to give evidence? Am I called?
Does anyone know? I hope so.
Don't worry me. I'm get nervous when we start, you know. I don't want to be flippant about this stuff.
Well, you are.
That's his job.
That's his job. Yeah, exactly.
You've been calling me bucket face. Hey, listen, can we take a break and come back? And you've got Vampire Gigolo news hot off
You've
the press.
You've got that written all over you.
And a new podcast called In Plain Sight, which will be released July 30 through Podcast One. Adam Shand is with us. More after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Do you like millennials?
Oh, I haven't met one. I think I patted one once.
I think you might have pashed one once.
Oh, I dare you.
Well, let me find out. Have you ever pashed anyone born between 1981 and 1996?
Yeah, I'm going to plead the fifth on this. Can I tell you this, in all honesty? I did have this conversation once with a girl I met who gave me the, I'm just letting you know, this is an enthusiastic yes conversation.
Oh, that's right.
So I would have thought that was way too, you know, like when we were there, it was get drunk, honk on,
yeah,
go mad.
No, now it's like at universities you have to both discuss.
Yeah.
Is this both?
Is this okay? Are you consenting?
Saying yes?
And I agree to consent. And I say I was in a situation. Let's call it at a comedy festival.
Right.
And out of the blue, in the mid conversation, and I wasn't even aware we were there. By the way, I just want to let you know this is an enthusiastic yes. I go, for what? You know, a yes. I'm consenting.
Wow, to something that's not even happened, and just in case it does. Wow.
So anyway, now I'm
Well, that's what we're doing now. You're listening.
Now I'm committed.
Now you're interested.
What can I do? I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Well.
So what have you got? What are you talking about millennials for?
I'm talking about millennials because I came across a survey, and it's called How Millennial Are You? And it's based on food and drink that you've consumed.
Okay.
And so I've got a list of things, and I'm just going to read through them quickly, and you tell me. Avocado toast.
Of course I eat avocado toast.
Yeah. All right. Charcoal water.
No idea what you're talking about. What is charcoal
water? Have to,
Is that Adelaide water?
Well, I don't know.
Is it bong water?
It's water. It's water with, you know, it's water with sticks of activated charcoal.
No. No.
And it helps to alleviate gas and nausea.
Maybe we should try some. Send some around. These millennials might be onto something.
A rainbow bagel. Have you had one of them?
Is that like a bagel that's probably been left in the fridge for
No, well, in your house, that would be what a colourful bagel.
Is that what you have at the end of a night? I've held your hair while you've thrown up a rainbow bagel.
That sounds good. It's actually a one. You know how every city, like usually it's in New York, there's one shop in Brooklyn that has them.
Hello.
Multicoloured bagels with funfetti cream cheese.
Yeah, right.
So
sounds
it's
awful.
With hundreds and thousands of cream
may
cheese.
Have too much spare time in the hands, as millennials.
They might. Have you ever had kombucha?
I haven't, but I know what it
you
is.
You know what it is?
So
I have one every day.
You have one every
Why
day?
Every
day.
Kombucha?
Why?
Beautiful. They're really
what
tasty.
Is wrong
Why?
With
what
you?
Flavor is it? What's
I go your cherry or you can go
cherry?
Just, what do you mean? Lime is nice as well.
When do you have
That's
it? What time?
Kim, the producer, she brews it at home. Kombucha.
That's
in her
she,
house.
Okay, I did
it's
not know that.
Full of alcohol.
Yeah.
No, it's,
I know.
She
it's got
brews
no
kombucha.
She does.
I know.
It's delicious.
Okay, interesting. Have you had a cronut?
You may as well have told me she's a brothel man. I mean, what she's running? Moonshine? What's
She'll
she doing?
Did you just call our producer a brothel madam?
I know so little about her. What did you say then?
I said cronut. Have you had one of those?
Yeah, I've had a cronut.
They're
that's
a bit yesterday
that's
now.
A croissant.
Donut across
Mate,
between.
As if I'm going to miss out on that. I look like I've had one.
I quite like. Yeah. I'm having fun. Are you enjoying
yes,
this?
Yes, I am.
Because I am.
Yeah, keep going.
Have you had an acai bowl? Do you know what that is? Yeah, an acai bowl. You see that on
Can
breakfast
I buy a
menus?
Vowel? No, I don't. What is
Dave,
it?
Dave, have you?
Yeah, I have. My kids have. My, yeah. they have.
So mate, you're looking dodgier and dodgier as this thing goes
on. I'm in touch with the millennials,
on.
Man.
That's that bowl of that stuff. It costs about $35 a bowl.
But what is it?
It's just sort of like mushy.
I don't even know what it
mushy
is.
Mushy berries and some.
Yeah. Sort of, I'm a Frosties man.
You're a Frosties.
I'm a Frosties man.
Good old.
There's Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Anything all from right. your six-pack variety.
Oh, mate. Sultana brand. How good.
Sultana brand goes down very well
How
in our
good.
House every
That's the best
single
one.
Day.
Right.
What about mermaid toast?
Okay, what's mermaid toast? That'd be like a sardine on toast.
Come on. No, it's toast with purple, blue and green food dye in the spread.
Who wants that? Yes, please.
Millennials. Millennials want it.
It's a mermaid toast thing.
Okay, I know people who have this. Turmeric lattes.
Who
oh, my God.
Has a turmeric latte?
Santo Charo.
Oh, he does too.
You wanker.
How can you
the Santo will get
coffee?
Away with it. Why does he have it? What's the benefits of
Well, it's
turmeric?
Not coffee. And turmeric is very good for you, apparently.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Right. I do
no,
know
no,
that
I'm enjoying
much.
This. Please keep going.
They have got rosé. Now...
millennial.
yeah.
Guilty as charged. What about bone broth? Do you know about bone broth and what it's for? Okay, I can tell you about that. This is what all the people who are on keto diets and
don't know what you're talking about.
Models who eat nothing have bone broth.
Tell me about
because it has all the nutrients in it,
That'd
but no fat, no calories. It's very tasty.
From a keto broth. How much do they charge for that?
Bone broth. Oh, again, you know, $40 at one of your posh groceries.
Do you get the bone? I gnaw on the bone.
There ain't no bone. It's clear as a bell.
I don't know the broth, but I gnaw on the bone.
It's very clear. But it's interesting, isn't it, how the, all these things
Kim
have
makes
come
bone broth as well.
Oh my
does
God.
She now? Jesus. That's what she says. She's calling it bone broth. we don't know what's going on. Have you had anything like a... Have you had quinoa? You know what that
I've
is.
Had quinoa. Yes, I have. Bang, dry. What, I am a millennial.
Have you had bulletproof coffee?
Oh.
I think bulletproof coffee. Is that when you have it with butter?
Well, ask Kim. I'm sure she brews it.
Bulletproof coffee. Is it the one that they drip, drip, drip? There's something to do, yeah. Bulletproof coffee. It's very groovy now when you just don't go in to a coffee place now and have a long play. Go in and ask for a bulletproof coffee.
I'm still getting over the bone broth. Has anyone ever cooked that on
MasterChef?
MasterChef.
Anyway, does have butter in it, by the way.
Cauliflower rice, yes.
I'm done here.
Yeah, I'm done here too. It's gone on really, way long.
My tummy didn't rumble once during that segment.
No, because millennials don't like food. That's
millennials, go get yourself a Chico roll. There's my advice.
Not even fried food.
Fry What's something, would you? Yeah. Come on, kids.
Go and have some meat too, by the roast.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick and Jane. Gone Wild.
Yeah.
You should be good at this because, believe it or not, have you just got back from Africa?
I've just come back from Africa.
Okay. So,
I have. So I'm really one at one with
put your hand
all
up
animal
if you
life.
Patted a chimp. Was it a chimp?
I didn't pat a chimp. You can't pat them. I went and saw chimpanzees as well, you know.
Were they smoking? Were they like the smoking?
No.
Were they wearing lederhosen? I love the chimps. Yeah. You know the chimps that wear lederhosen? They look so funny. Yeah.
These are chimps in the wild.
Okay.
In the wild forests of Uganda that
right,
I saw.
All right, let it go.
You have to speak to me in certain tones now because
right.
I know.
Well, I do feel in awe.
Thank
of you sometimes.
Yes.
Hey, there's a lot kicking around.
There is. We've got some really good stories. What are we going to kick off with?
Well, what about these penguins?
I love this.
This is a fantastic story.
Yeah.
I think we're in New Zealand.
I'd say so.
Little blue penguins have been removed from under a sushi bar in front of a Wellington railway station for a second time. So they removed them and they keep coming back. Now, why? Question without notice.
At a sushi bar.
Why is a penguin hanging around a sushi bar, you ask?
Well, my first thought was they're not going to be made into sushi.
Oh, Jane Kennedy.
Oh, well, you know, people eat
the penguin sushi.
Yeah.
Oh, the penguin sushi.
It might be a delicacy somewhere.
Clearly they want some sushi.
The fish
is in the sushi. Yeah.
That's clever.
They're really kind of like a... latte sipping penguins. They're inner city penguins.
Yeah, hipsters.
Hey guys, you want to come down for a couple of kippers? No, we're going to have some sushi today.
They're upmarket ones.
Yeah.
They make a funny noise apparently, like a
penguins.
Cooing noise.
Like
yes.
What?
Well, the woman who was sort of the operations manager who looks after the from the Department of Conservation there, she said she heard them making a cooing humming sound. And she said, it's a pretty insane idea that some penguins are camping under your shop. They were told not to go too close because penguins have a nasty bite.
Oh, stop it.
They do. You've never been nipped by a penguin?
Man, I have been for a walk with a king emperor.
No. People should keep their distance from penguins because they can have a... they can.
I wouldn't have thought
okay,
so.
Okay, out of all the animals in the animal kingdom, I am not about to turn and run from a penguin.
Well...
I'm sorry.
I'm just letting you know, you
not
might
threatened.
Think it's like you're going, oh, cute little penguin, look, let me tickle your chinny chin chin, and zip.
So a bit
there
of,
goes your
bit
index
of cooing
finger.
And humming, you say.
Yes.
Yeah. I've heard you do that after some sushi. Hey, well, that's good. Ooh. Well, good are the penguins. They're out
I
and
like
about.
That. They're clever.
They're very good. They're while cool. we're,
gone wild.
We're talking about marine life, there's a giant jellyfish.
You love jellyfish.
Oh, well, I don't. I like the octopuses.
Oh, that's right.
But this jellyfish
oh, geez,
has been spotted off the UK coast. It's as big as a human.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's a whopper.
And not an ordinary human. That's as big as Matt Preston.
That
Look
big.
At that.
It's huge.
That's a whopper if I ever saw.
Man.
Well, how do they get that big? What's the story?
Oh, he's been in a good paddock.
These
he's
jellyfish.
Been in a good reef.
It's called a barrel jellyfish, Mick. And they can grow up to 35 kilograms.
Well, this one's got a pot belly. This one's a 35 kilogram.
Jeez.
Man. Imagine swimming and seeing that. That'd sting you. Would
what
that
you
be a good stinger? How do you get stung by that? How much Well, that sting. That sting a lot.
No, that's not cool. They were found in UK in summer months, and they're drawing
giant jellyfish. Yeah. Wow.
They've got eight arms, which are frilly in appearance. They're quite pretty.
Most marine animals are, aren't they?
Yeah. These though look like they could be like on a toilet brush.
Well, wait, you sound suspicious. What marine creature is not good looking?
Oh, there's
you?
Plenty.
The blowfish. That's no good.
The cod.
Yeah, cod's ugly.
Cod's a bit of fatty boomba.
Yeah, it's
what
not.
About flathead? It's what not a great name.
What about the groper?
Oh, yeah.
Grouper?
Hello. he's up on marine charges. Hashtag Me Too charges. but if you see a jellyfish
right.
the size of a
run, 10 men.
Turn and run. Don't worry about the penguins.
That's crazy.
Get out of there. Hey, right. can I take you now to this is a cautionary warning.
Oh. Cautionary.
We're going to America. Tennessee police
yeah.
have warned everyone not to flush their drugs down the toilet.
Oh, good tip.
Yeah, because they fear the creation of meth gators.
What the hell?
They're alligators.
You're kidding.
Who are high on meth. So you
they're already a bit aggro. Oh,
imagine that. Imagine running into a meth gator.
No. That's hilarious.
Okay, that is. I don't care. What about a meth penguin?
I told you they got a nasty bite.
What would you do?
They literally say this, don't they? I'm just looking at the story now. They've had enough methed up animals the past few weeks. So please stop putting your drugs down the toilet. Give us a call and we'll dispose of them in the proper...
Oh, even Steve. Come on. Steve.
As if. That's good.
We'll get rid of them for you, will you?
It'll be some guy in a chonky police costume. To get the meth.
But you know, in all the cities now around Australia, the water is chockers with coke.
Really?
It is.
I did not know that.
Yes, it is. And they can, yeah.
Especially around Dave's house.
How dare you? How very dare you?
Am I a meth gator? The meth gator frightens me.
Does
I won't sleep
too.
Tonight.
No.
Even Steve Irwin would give a meth gator a wide berth.
Gators are bad.
I would have thought. And just finish There's on a good another, one. Yeah? Just a quick one. How's this? There's a good-looking goat's been discovered.
Well, what goat's not good-looking?
I can't
mind. Goats are beautiful.
Oh, shut up.
A
few ugly ones.
You're ruining my whole premise. Handsome goat with pop star looks becomes a huge hit in Malaysia.
That'd be right.
After farmer notices he loves the camera.
That's awesome.
And look at the goat. I've got to say, he's a good-looking rooster for a goat.
And I'm not kidding. He reminds me of one of those lead singers of those K-pop bands.
He does,
have you seen those boys? Oh, they dye their hair white.
Very
they've
pretty
got,
boys.
They put blue eyes in.
Yeah. We'll tweet a photo of that out at Kennedy Malloy.
Okay, this segment's over.
Why? He's beautiful.
You've just put a goat in a K-pop band. I think we're done.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to Lucrif, which is an industry super fund run only to benefit members. The PDS at Lucrif, lucrf.com.au.
And you'd recognise those letters because they're on the bottoms of jockeys all around Australia. Was your horse today?
I know.
Would it be wearing the Lucrif tenacity. Stripes?
100%, I'm sure. Yes, all jockeys wear that. Mm.
It's a standard rig. It's like haute couture
well,
for jockeys.
Is.
Well done, Lucrif. And I'm telling you, there is the economy out there. Look, I'm no...
Robert Godlibson, you're not.
Oh, steady Dave. That's a bit insulting.
I probably am. I've probably got him covered. But some of you more...
You know Koshy.
I'm no Koshy. But Koshy, I'd bet you Koshy or someone.
I'll totally Koshy be behind this. This is an industry super fund and it's only run to benefit the members.
It's not a bunch of big-ass businessmen who are trying to rip your hard-earned winnings blind. They've been in the trenches themselves over the journey and they like to represent all the workers in Australia today. Okay. That's who they see themselves as ground ball players. Mm. And you can do a lot worse than give these guys a call.
That's true.
Take advantage of their personalised financial advice.
Also, yes. If you're changing jobs and you're panicking, you go, what am I going to do with my super? Don't worry. Industry Super Fund, Lucrif, they are going to make it so easy for you. Yeah. Take your super with you.
So, Dave, you'll be able to do that
in the
next couple
get the
of weeks.
Thanks.
But I mean, that must be comforting for you.
And I appreciate
so
that.
So someone like you is not necessarily good at their job. To go, if I have to go somewhere, Lucrif have got my back. They've got me covered.
Well, thank Christ for Lucrif. lucrf.com.au.
That should be on the poster. thank Christ for Lucrif.
Hey,
all right,
Mick,
well
tonight,
done, what?
Trump Bar is back on telly in the Victoria, South Australia, Tassie and WA, 8:30 on 7.
Who's on it?
Michael Tuck, who I grew up loving as a footballer.
So did I.
Fan, 404 games.
Unbelievable.
He won over 300 of those. You know,
very sort of quietly confident guy.
Yeah. Like me.
Just
a no, not like you.
Hey, he only ever played one game in short sleeve.
Is that right?
Love that.
And we've got the footage.
Oh, no kidding.
So, yeah, we'll have a look at that. We're giving away one double.
Right
two.
Now.
Am I on tonight? Am I in it?
Of course
yes,
you're
in it. Okay. You weren't there last week.
No.
You're there this week.
Yeah. No, I was away. I was we're representing El Chapo.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The Front Bar. Check that tonight on Channel 7.
Going to be a good show. Ooh. I cannot wait.
I can't wait to watch it. Yes. Snuggled up at home.
Yes.
It's a good time of year to be in. Perfect. The telly, isn't it?
I was going to say with a cup of tea, and I thought, what am I talking
and
about?
A blankie.
You know what? When I get home, I'm going to do just that tonight after the show. I'll get home
do
I might watch
Snuggle Up
episode 8 of season 3 of Game of Thrones. Now, if anyone's seen episode 9...
Yes.
Well, spoiler alert.
They all have. That's why it's been nominated for 52 Emmys, because everyone's bloody seen it.
Jane, don't be like that. Come on. Now, do you remember any of it? Because you,
of course I
no,
do.
No, you wouldn't. Well, this...
what happens in this episode?
Well, I watched episode 8 last
night. Yeah, what happened?
And, well, Sam killed a White Walker.
Well, that was that was huge. It was with Gilly.
Yes.
And they won that. And the White Walker tried to steal their baby.
I try not to give too much information away, because some people still... haven't seen it.
Three
or...
people. Sorry.
What are you drinking, by the way?
Coffee.
Why are you drinking it in a wine glass?
Because I don't like the big, heavy mugs that they have here.
Oh, my God. Jesus. I've heard it all now.
What's happening? Really,
hey, guess what? And this was amazing. Arya almost killed the Hound, and I love the Hound.
Oh, yeah, because
he's just a big guy.
I don't know why she let him free. He's horrible.
He doesn't like fire, but that's I don't want to give too much away because that
he doesn't like fire. Because of his face.
Yeah, well, he's, all right. Know what it's like. Yeah, we've had a very tough relationship with his brother. And you're not going to believe this.
What?
Sansa married the dwarf.
Tyrion, you mean?
The dwarf.
Okay, but it's. Yeah, but that's an arrangement. They're not really.
It would have been a good Bucks party, wouldn't it?
But you know they're not really. That's just an arrangement they've come.
The dwarf's getting one off. I know.
Come on, bit of respect.
In real life, very popular with the ladies.
I know. You know, Sansa's just married a Jonas brother in real life, Joe Jonas.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Anyway,
spoiler alert
it was a good effort. I can't wait. I can't remember. This feels like it's building to a big series finish.
Really? Something's coming?
Do you think?
So it's Seven Kingdoms.
Did you imagine Seven Kingdoms, Dave?
Can we go back to the front bar?
There's only one throne.
All right.
Okay. Let the games begin.
Okay. Yeah. So what's happening?
Battle Royale.
All right, we're just about done for the day.
Who's on tomorrow?
Oh, Jane. Oh.
Andy Thomas,
astronaut, Australian astronaut
Andy Thomas.
Andy Thomas
is on because we're going to have a bit of a moon
Titus
theme.
Titus O'Reilly,
excellent.
Will be a big Friday. Kennedy Malloy, we'll talk to you then.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about tracking down that lost super. Industry-firm Lucrative Super can help you do it. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.